could we get everyone to take your seats, please? Can we go? We can go ahead and get started. Could everyone take their seats? Thank you. Thank you.
Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, of course, the place to be on Sunday mornings. And for those who have found us on their radio at 96.9 in San Antonio, we're located at 4071 North Foster Road. And for anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come join us at 10:30 any Sunday morning. Everyone is welcome. And the scripture selected for this morning is a prayer of David. And it reads, "Hear a just cause, O Lord. Attend to my cry. Give ear to my prayer from lips free of deceit. From you let my vindication come. Let your eyes see the right. If you try my heart, if you visit me by night, if you test me, you will find no wickedness in me. My mouth does not transgress. As for what others do, by the word of your lips, I have avoided the ways of the violent. My steps have held fast to your paths. My feet have not slipped. I call upon you, for you will answer me, O Lord. Incline your ear to me. Hear my words. Wondrously show your steadfast love, O Savior of those who seek refuge, from their adversaries at your right hand. Guard me as the apple of the eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who despoil me. My enemies surround me. They close their hearts to pity. With their mouths they speak arrogantly. They track me down. Now they surround me. They set their eyes to cast me to the ground. They are like the lion, eager to tear, like a young lion lurking in ambush. Rise up, O Lord, confront them, overthrow them all. By your sword, deliver me from my life with the wicked, from mortals, by your hand, O Lord, from mortals whose portion in life is in this world. May their bellies be filled with what you have stored up for them. May their children have more than enough. May they leave something over to their little ones. As for me, I shall behold your face in righteousness. When I awake, I shall be satisfied, beholding your likeness." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Will you please stand and join in the call to worship as printed in the bulletin or on the screen? Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the lands.
Serve the Lord with gladness.
Come to God's presence with singing. Know that the Lord who made us is God. We are the Lord's. We are the people of God, the sheep of God's pasture. Enter God's gates with thanksgiving and God's courts with praise.
Give thanks and bless God's name.
For the Lord is good. God's steadfast love endures forever. God's faithfulness to all generations.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Let us prepare our hearts for prayer. Oh Lord, how wonderful it is to be here. Oh Lord, how wonderful and awesome your love and your grace and mercy is. Only because of you, Lord, that we are here this morning. We are so grateful and we're thankful. We ask, Lord, that you would put our hearts in the right way if they're not already there for worship. And Lord, if there's anything that's standing in the way of our proper worship this morning, we ask that you would cast it to the side so that we may be your people and you will be our God. We thank you, Lord, for each and every one here this morning. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, good morning. Now, before we go any further, y'all just looking too good out there. You look so, I don't know, I see a few rusty halos, but for the most part, they're shining. So what I want you to do is just kind of get up this morning and just greet each other with just a handshake and just say, God bless you. Amen? Let's all greet each other this morning. Your halo. Your halo, okay. God bless you. Watch your halo. Good morning. Soon as, what's next? God bless you, Joe. God bless you. God bless you, God. Oh, no. God bless you. God bless y'all. God bless you. God bless you. My good friend, Homer. Are you special?
Would you stand for our opening hymn? Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing.
Today, please do take your bulletins with you. A couple of reasons for that. First of all, we don't have to pick them up. And I do want you to pay heed to both the prayers inside and the calendar for the week. When you look at the calendar, try to find something that will allow you to fit within the family of Alamo. We do have the women's Bible study on Tuesday, and There is a mistake in the bulletin.
No.
There will not be choir practice on Tuesday. I have been told that if you show up for choir practice, you may find the building dark. But keep that in there so that people are don't lose track of choir practice. And during the month of July, it's a great time for you to pray about your musical abilities and whether you would like to join the fellowship of the choir. So we'll be starting again first Tuesday in August. Second Tuesday. I may start the first Tuesday. The Oasis Bible Study is in Building B in John Lemon's Hall. And you also have a link in there for where you can get it online. On Saturdays, we have the Romeo and the Juliet fellowship groups breakfast at Sophia's across from HEB. It's a great time to gather, have some breakfast, and just sit with other Christians. So please join us in that. And next Sunday, do not forget the adult Sunday school class and the kids club at 9:30. It's a great time to be a part of that, and gives you a good preparation for our 10:30 worship service. Please, before you leave today, make sure that you stop and wish Ann Hollins a happy birthday today, even. You got Keith of Sauter coming up on the 30th, Mercy Whipple on the 27th, and then we've got Vernita and Stiles on 2nd July, and Gayla and Ken Lackland have an anniversary on the 6th of July. So, as usual, let's go ahead and sing Happy Birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Now, Peggy, do we have an announcement? I thought we might.
Yeah, this is the final week of our Bible Stick campaign for those audio Bible devices to go to servicemen and women and their families. And we just this morning, I was made aware of two more donations that are coming in. So our projected donation so far is $428, but those are going to be matched by matching funds at Faith Comes by Hearing. That's where we get the 856. So real excited to be able to contribute. Yes, thank you. And now our campaign will finish today, the end of June. However, you need to know that Faith Comes by Hearing has a campaign going on 24/7 year-round. So any further donations that you feel like making throughout the year will be greatly appreciated by them as well. But thank you for this campaign contributions.
Now, that's always exciting news. Do we have any other announcements that we need to?
Yes.
Okay.
I just have a couple of announcements I want to make for you. This is for the Admin Council. SBRCC committees will be meeting this Thursday. I think the SBRCC meets at 5:30, and the Admin Council will be meeting at 6 o'clock. This will be over in Building B in Lemons Hall. This will be this Thursday, the 29th. And so you mark that on your calendars, and I think everybody on the committee, I believe, has already been alerted to the fact about the meeting. Now, if you so wish to come in and see what we're doing, you're more than welcome. We got nothing to hide. We're transparent. Amen? Amen. Now, my wife and I, oh, there she is. You moved, huh? I thought you were over there. Oh, okay. Tessie and I will be taking a little bit of a vacation starting Friday, the 30th, and we'll be gone for 3 days. We'll be back next Tuesday, so we won't be in the pulpit to be able to preach, but the church will go on and there will be preaching, so we want you to come out and hear the word. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Don't you dare take a break on the Lord. You come on out and hear God's word and know what he's got for you. And we're looking forward to this vacation. It's a family reunion, and we just ask that you would pray for us as we journey to Powderly, Texas, for the Thompson family reunion. God bless you.
Are there others? Hey, Lance.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Always forgive and go to sleep with a clean heart. Those who judge others will never understand, and those who understand others will never judge. When you understand that hurt people, it's a lot easier to offer them compassion.
Amen.
Now let us prepare for our tithes and offerings. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, as we come this morning, we come with grateful hearts. We come seeking your word. But Lord, at this time, let us be cheerful givers. Give us the heart of giving and service as the example of your Son, Jesus. Give us courage and help us to give generously for your kingdom here on earth. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's scripture is from Ephesians 4:31 through 32. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. You may be seated.
I wanted to say one more thing while I was up here. Yeah, I don't have to stand up for nothing.
Yeah.
Just to give a little heads up, Suavecito's birthday is going to be July 13th. And I'll probably just do a little cake for him, keep it simple. he's going to be turning 6. So he's getting big. So many blessings. And if anybody wants to make him a card or get him anything, I just wanted to say it a little early so I'm not telling y'all last minute. Thank y'all for y'all's blessings and everything. And have a great rest of your day.
Amen.
Church.
Good morning.
Let us pray. Let our hearts be stretched out in compassion towards others, for everyone is walking in his or her own difficult path. A kind gesture can reach a wound that only compassion can heal. There is no small act of kindness. There is no such thing as tough love. Compassion is a passion with a heart. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Let us prepare now to
hear the message that the Holy Spirit will deliver to us. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, we come seeking, we come listening, we come yearning for your words.
Yes, Lord.
We ask, Lord, that you give your Holy Spirit to Pastor Ted, empower him to deliver your message to us today. Let his words be your words, and let us take in the knowledge that you would impart to us today. Help us also, Lord, that when we leave this place, not to put your message on the shelf, but to take action, to deliver your word to a hurting world. These things we ask through our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Children, where are you?
Make sure Swami comes down. Yes, come on up, Laura. You can just sit down right there.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fine, hon. That'll be fine. You know what? Why don't you sit over here? One day you'll be a youth leader here, one day. Well, good morning, folks. How are you this morning? I want to, before we a sermon, I'll see if we can get the kids out. I know one of them has a birthday. Is it Suave? Is he the one that's having a birthday? Okay. We want to sing happy birthday, and then I want to ask them a couple of questions.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. See how they do. But it's so good to see Laura here. Laura's our senior, our senior youth. Amen. And what grade are you in? Outstanding. Good deal. All right. Okay. Good deal. All right. Yeah. There's Suave, and then there's Enja. Annalika. Okay, Suave, you're getting ready to have a birthday, aren't you? Maybe not, huh? Would you stand up for me? Can you stand up? There you go. Annalika, could you stand up, please? There you go. Now, I want everybody to sing happy birthday to Suave. Can we do that? Can we do that? You ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. All right, good deal. How old are you going to be? 6 years old. You are getting old, my friend. You're getting old. You got to be careful. I just want to ask you children, a question this morning. You got some good friends, don't you, at school? Do you ever get mad at your friends?
Yes.
Hold on. Huh?
Yes.
You get mad at... You ever get mad at your brother? I'll take that as a yes, okay? You ever get mad at your sister? Oh, that's good. He said he never gets mad at his sister. Is that true, Angel? You know what? When you get mad at someone, what happens to you? How do you feel? How do you feel, Lord, when you get mad? You get frustrated, don't you? And you can't really do right. So you know what Jesus wants you to do? When you get mad, he wants you to do what? He doesn't want you to get mad at him anymore. You know why? Because being mad makes you feel sad. And you know what else? It makes Jesus feel sad also. So I want to tell you this morning, if you happen to get mad at somebody, if you happen to get mad at me, or your mom, or your dad, or your friend, don't stay mad at them, okay? You see what I'm saying? Don't stay mad at them. Only get mad for a little while and say, okay, it's over. And then you go on, and then you can start doing the things you're doing. You understand what I'm saying? Okay? What about you, Suave? You understand?
Yeah, I bet you. I bet you do. All right, kids, that's it, okay? You can go back to your seats, okay?
God bless y'all. Y'all go strong in the Lord. Go strong in the Lord. Be great warriors for Christ one day. Let's give these kids a hand. Amen. I want you to look around for a minute. Look at each other. Look to the side. Look to the front. If you can, look to the back. You look at that person. Now, I want you to be honest with yourself. We get mad at folks a lot, don't we? I get mad at my wife all the time. I do it. Oh, you know, well, you know. And, but you know what, folks? When I say that, it don't last very long. I get over it. I get over it. One of the things that the Lord wants you to do is, if you're mad at somebody, to get over it. And our title of our message this morning is, Let It Go. Let it go. Do you understand what that? Let it go. Now, I heard this sermon preached twice this week. So that means that God must be affirming this message for us. I heard it preached by Pastor Paul Shepherd on the way to church this morning. And then I heard it preached again by another preacher early in the week. And they said simply, let it go. Let me get into the lesson and let's learn some things. We read a beautiful verse this morning. One of my favorites, of course, it's one of the ones that touches my heart and convicts my heart the most, is Ephesians 4:31 through 32. Ephesians 4:31 through 32. If you have your Bibles, you ought to mark this in your Bible because this is a very important verse. In fact, when you get a chance, read the fourth chapter of Ephesians. It's got some great information on how to live. This is what God's word says. It says, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling, slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. And this comes from Ephesians 4:31 through 32. I worked at Judson High School in the custodial department for about 4 or 5 years. And every morning I would come into work, I would say good morning to this person. And this person would say good morning to me. But one Monday morning, I came in, and I was in a great mood. And I said, good morning. And this person kind of rolled their eyes at me like, you know, why are you talking to me? Now, keep in mind, I had been talking to this person just about the whole time I'd almost been there. So I felt pretty upset, and I felt frustrated. And I felt like, say, hey, I don't deserve to be treated this way. Why are you not talking to me? So we go on through the day with our normal routine, and we kind of dodge each other. You know, we stay out of each other's way. I wouldn't go in the break room when that person was there. So finally, I just got tired of ducking. I says, look, man, what's going on? What have I done to you that you won't speak to me? Do you know what that person said? He says, man, I have just got so much on my plate right now. I just didn't feel like speaking. I've got family problems. I got issues at home that I don't know how to deal with them. So I just, it's not that I didn't like you. I just wasn't able to speak. I'm telling you this story to say this. Far too many of us, we walk around carrying heavy baggage from years of mistakes. Hurt, pain, even bad choices. See, but the good thing about it, folks, in Jesus, there is no condemnation for our past mistakes.
You see, because we have been given the gift of eternal grace, and it's time for us to unpack all the worthless weight that we're carrying around and learn to live free. What I didn't understand about this person is this person had baggage in their life, and they wasn't able to get rid of it. So they wasn't talking because they didn't feel like talking, not because they didn't like me. And I tell you this, to say this, be careful when folks don't talk to you. They may have something on their mind. They may be upset. Be kind and gentle with them, and say, hey, is there something that I may be able to help you with? Instead of ignoring them, go to them and reach out your hand and say, hey, is there something I can do? Is there something I can say? What can I do to help you through this? Now, about this baggage, you know, some of the baggage we carry around with us is bitterness and anger because of past pain and frustration. And one of my biggest things is coming up, and I told Chester earlier, I said, you know what? Football season is coming, and that's when, you know, it's cowboy time. And what can make me more bitter and anger than anything is when they lose. It has absolutely nothing to do with me, but I feel so angry and frustrated. And then I'll snap at Tessie or something like that and take it out on her. You know, we have to learn to let things like that go. We have to choose forgiveness and repentance in order to be kind, tenderhearted, and loving toward others. So let's go ahead and start with our series this morning. One of the first things that you're going to have to do in order to let it go, the first thing is you're going to have to know what the issue is. What is the issue? What is it that's making me so mad and so frustrated? I just want to wring their neck, you know. You see, to let go of an issue, you got to understand what the issue is. And in Ephesians passage we just read, the Apostle Paul, he identified seven specific things that believers need to get rid of. Listen to them. The first one's bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, every form of malice, every form of evil plotting, and I'm going to get you back. I'm going to set a trap for you. And unforgiveness. And to be honest with you, this is just a small portion of the things of negative emotions, of feelings and attitudes that we carry around with us. But I wonder, where do they all come from? Surely it's not like you just wake up in the morning and decide to be bitter or angry. You know, I don't think I've ever heard anybody say, you know, I sure hope somebody does something bad to me today so I can just withhold all my forgiveness and just walk around with a sour look on my face all day. You know, we don't get up looking for that. But if we're honest about it, see, if there's many of us who silently hold bitterness, anger, envy, hearts toward other people. So the first step in letting go is identifying what in the world am I carrying around. So here are some ideas to help you get that process started. First of all, you need to bring the process to the Lord in prayer and ask that He help to reveal any areas holding you back. Oh Lord, please look into my heart. Why am I so angry? Why am I so bitter? Show me, Lord. Point it out to me. And then, Lord, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Confess it, repent it, and get rid of it. You see, and the second thing, and this is something that really helps, and we really don't like to do this, but we should, bring the process of the problem to some trusted friends. Key word there is trusted. Trusted friends. And ask them to help you identify any obvious areas of trouble or any blind spots that you might be missing. You know, the Bible teaches us that we should confess to one another, amen? That we should pour our hearts out to each other. But when we do that, we have to understand that they must be a trusted friend, someone that you can trust. I got to tell you, folks, you don't want to pour your heart out to just anybody. There's some folks that might put your business in the street. So be very careful with that. Trusted friends. And if you don't already have a counselor, a professional, an advisor in your life, you know, so you should find one and schedule an appointment. You know, it's too bad that in our culture that counselors and advisors and counselors, they've got a pretty bad rap. But actually, the Bible speaks well about counselors. In Proverbs, it says that guidance of people falls, but an abundance of counselors, there is safety. It says in Proverbs 19:20, listen to advice and accept instruction, and in the end, you will be wise. And in Proverbs 20:18, plans are established by seeking advice. So by all means, seek out advice from trusted people, people that you can trust, and ask them, say, hey, you know, can you help me? Can you help me? So what are some of the other ways that you can identify the baggage in your life? And once you've identified all this, the next thing you've got to do is you've got to let it go. You've got to let it go. But you know what? I thank God that his plan for you is much bigger than just letting it go and being done with it. You see, the Lord's interested in healing you, restoring you, and seeing you walk in freedom. Don't you want to walk in freedom? Don't you want to be away from all this baggage and all this mess that you may be carrying around? Listen to the words of 1 John. He says, if we claim to have fellowship with him, yet we walk in the darkness, we lie, and we do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sins. And if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and will purify us from all unrighteousness. And this comes from 1 John 1:6-9. And even in the book of Colossians, Paul says that you have been rescued from the dominion of darkness, that you and I share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. God is taking us out of darkness. He wants us to walk in the light. And things like bitterness, anger, malice, slander, unforgiving, etc. You know, these are all characteristics of the worldly system, but not the kingdom of light. These things do not belong in a Christian's life. And as believers, it's important for us to always evaluate ourselves and consider the fruit that we are producing. Be careful that the fruit that you are producing is good fruit, healthy fruit, fruit that the Holy Spirit is producing. And you see, when we identify and recognize the rotten fruit, the baggage, we bring it in the light. We confess and ask forgiveness. Or in some cases, we extend forgiveness. Now, I got to tell you this, folks, and you probably already know this. The Bible teaches that whatever you do in the dark is coming to the light. Whatever you think that you're getting away with, you're not. Whatever you're holding inside, thinking you can hide it from the Lord, you can't, because he sees it. But he wants to get rid of it for you. And we serve a God who's faithful, and he's just, and he forgives, and he purifies. So I know this all sounds like this is great. And by hearing this, who in the world doesn't want to walk in the freedom of the light, you know, unhindered by excessive baggage? So what do you do when the baggage is too big, it's too heavy, too difficult to work through? Here's what you do. You trust the process. You trust the Lord. And I want to tell you this.
This process of letting go can be a long and a very difficult. It may not take a week, a day. It may not take a week. It may not take 3 months. It may not take a 20-year journey in a local church. But I tell you this, it takes all of them. All of them. And 1 Thessalonians 4:3 says, it is God's will that you should be sanctified. And that process can take a lifelong one. For some of us, it takes a long time for the Lord to work things out and to get rid of that baggage. So with this in mind this morning, I want to ask you a question. Do you trust the Lord? Do you trust Him this morning? Do you trust that He has a plan and a purpose for you? That He'll work it out all together for the good? You see, there may be situations the enemy meant for evil, but God will use these for His good in your life. So if the answer is yes, then I want you to do something for me this morning. I want you to let go of that baggage. Let go of that bitterness, that angerness, that malice, all of that mess you're carrying around. Let it go and get moving this morning for the Lord. Today is as good a day as any to say goodbye to all of that anger and bitterness you've been holding on to. And I got to tell you this, folks. You're holding on to it. But what good is you doing? What good is it to be angry? What good is it to walk around and be mad all the time? All you're going to do is end up with an ulcer. End up with a headache, high blood pressure. So as we close today, I want to refer back to the words of our Lord in John chapter 10. This is what He says. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. The enemy wants to take everything you've got to steal and destroy you. And one of the ways that he does this is he weighs you down with a lot of mess, with a lot of rotten fruit, with a lot of baggage. But Jesus has come that we might experience abundant and full life of the kingdom of God. So therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything, listen to this, that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles us. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out before us. Because you see, Jesus, He endured the cross. He's scorning His shame, and He sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider Him who endured such opposition from sinners so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. So I ask you again this morning, do you trust Him? Do you trust Him? Do you trust Him that when you bring this baggage to Him? Do you trust Him that when you get ready to go out and live your life and you may get angry and you ask Him, Lord, take this anger from me? You see, because Jesus will do it if you let Him and if you trust Him. So I want you this morning to throw off the baggage weighing you down. Three things. Throw off the baggage that's weighing you down. Run the race of freedom and live in the light. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God, as humans infected with sinful desires, I know I often choose to stir up bad attributes in and out of my life. Show me how to flee these evil attributes and replace them with more of Your own qualities. Allow me to show others what Jesus Christ looks like and how to effectively seek His guidance and help with my baggage. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. This morning, as I give the invitation to you, I want you to know that if you're carrying something around, today is an excellent time to get rid of it. You know, that's what church is for. One of the things church is for. Amen. When you come in all weighed down,
hopefully you leave your burden free and you can be light and you can walk away and say, I've left all that mess at the altar. Now I can go out and serve the Lord. Now I don't have to be feel ashamed and go around with a mad look on my face like I want to whoop everybody I see. You know, now you can go out and say, yes, Lord, I want to be your witness. You can't do it with a sour face. You can't do it with bitterness in your heart. You can't do it. So this morning, the altar is open for anyone who wishes to lay it down at the altar, to lay it down at the Lord's feet and say, yes, Lord, I'm tired of being mad. I'm tired of being ugly to people. I'm tired of being evil and saying bad things and casting a bad light. Now I know how to live. You show me. The altar is open for all who wish to come.
Will you stand for our hymn of invitation, The Old Rugged Cross?
Life. And remember this, whatever you're going through, nothing is too hard for Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you this morning.
Let's continue to keep all of our homebound members in our thoughts and prayers. Esther Goins, Hector Martinez, Roy Wood. We've got Kathy Bedell, James Murphy, Norma Glenn. Lord, watch over them. Hear our prayers. Thanks be to God. Continue uplifting of support for Gerda Hader, Gerda and Les, as he's still recovering with his knee. So, yeah. God bless y'all, Les and Gerda. Continue prayers of support for Diane Skaggs. Homer Vargas is continued asking prayers for Joaquin Gonzalez, Gregory Puentes, Alfonso Perez, and his nephew Dylan, and niece Anne Marie. And for Ralph Thompson, our Real Texas Conference lay leader, Sandra Boykin's friend Mary's Renner, and the Morrison family, continued support for them on the loss of their son William. Sandra is asking prayers. Her cat hurt himself, so Sandra. And what a joy to see Bonnie back today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, the great, when Allison, you know, when she walks in with you one of these Sundays. And another joy, after a couple of days in the hospital for Dad, it's a joy him and Gracie are here this morning. So, thanks be to God. And as mentioned earlier, but Patricia and Mary Lou are, they would like to celebrate and wish Anne a very happy birthday.
Amen.
She is 80 today, so happy birthday, Anita. And what a joy that is. So, also, going to continue to give thanks and praise God and let Him guide us as we go out and spread His word and do His work. So, go out and enjoy this beautiful, hot, gorgeous, humid Sunday. And y'all can meet back up here at 2 o'clock because we're going to have a little 5K jog out here. Tessie, I told Pastor yesterday, I don't know if I mentioned it to you, but while y'all are over in East Texas, you know, if you can, slide all the way down from Tyler all down to Houston and say hello to my whole herd of relatives over there.
They might run us off, John, if we mention your name, won't do that.
Yeah, Pastor, you gotta. But have a safe, joyous family reunion.
Thank you.
Enjoy it, and have a safe travel coming and going.
Thank you.
Love y'all. Enjoy the week. God bless each and every one of us.
Let us prepare for prayer this morning. Some folks say, well, y'all pray too much in this church. Actually, we don't pray enough. Some folks might say, well, you don't do this or you don't do that. But you can never, ever pray too much. Amen? You can never come to the Lord too much. Would you stand with me and hold on to someone while we pray, please? Lord, we thank you so much. We thank you for this morning. We thank you, Lord, even though it may be hot and humid, we thank you for this blessed day because we know that every day is a gift from you. And Lord, we ask for prayer for those families of those that were the tragic loss of life in the submersible thing. Lord, we ask why and why, but we don't know. We just ask that you would be with those families as they grieve, mourn. And Lord, we ask that you would be with us here at Alamo. That you would help us, Lord, to be the witness that we ought to be. That we would never back down from standing for you and standing for Jesus, no matter how hard it gets, how difficult it gets. Help us to take up our cross and keep following you.
Be with those, Lord, that are ill and sick even this morning, Lord. Some that took all they had just to come to church. Some that may be in pain even right now. We ask, Lord, please help and bless them. Give them comfort and peace. And Lord, those that are at home, that are bedridden, that can't come to church or homebound, be with them, Lord. Please help them. And help us, Lord, to never, ever forget them. And to go by and call them and say, how are you? And tell them that we're thinking about them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the example that you showed us. Help us to live by your example. Thank you. We ask this in Jesus, in your precious name. Amen. Amen.
Would you please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And as we go from here today, let us remember everyone who's less fortunate than ourselves and continue to pray for those who are homebound or ailing in any way. And let us especially keep Ted and Tessie in our prayers for safe travel and a wonderful vacation. They really need a break. Be friendly and be safe, and let us join here again next Sunday to receive the message that someone will bring us. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our closing hymn this morning is Onward Christian Soldiers. Onward Christian soldiers, marching in us to God, with a cross of Jesus going on before. Christ our royal master leads against the foe, forward into battle, see his banners go. Onward Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. At the sign of triumph, Satan's most ugly, on then Christian soldiers, on to victory. Hell's foundations quiver at the shout of praise. Brothers, lift your voices, loud your anthems raise. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Like a Church of God, brothers, we are treading where the saints have trod. We are not divided, all one body with, one in hope and doctrine, one in charity. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. Goodbye.